Hello and welcome to Rule of Carnage. This is a series of conversations that we record and put on the internet, wherein we discuss the writing of miniature war games and the embetterment of that practice. I'm Mike. I've written some war games. He's Glenn. He's also written some war games. I'm quite excited to see your new war game come together. Puke Apocalypse is looking very tasty from a design point of view. Extremely jealous not to be working with those artists and that publisher. I'm working on a war game, much more dry, but it will be exceptionally fun despite that. And I'm in a really fun phase of the design right now. So I'm working on Pacific Command, and it's a game where I am very confident at this point what the game is supposed to be doing, what the play experience is supposed to feel like, what the sort of things that move around on the table, the physicality of the game is very clear to me. And I've been through a really quite a few revisions of the rule book over the last 6 weeks or so, probably a dozen rewrites, trying to get to something that I'm happy to put in front of the beta testers. It was probably ready a couple of drafts ago, but it wasn't as good as I'd like it to be. But one of the things that I'm changing quite a lot at the moment is the dice resolution system. So I've got a lot of the physicality and the main mechanics, but the literal mechanics for how you roll the dice to resolve a specific situation. So it might be some planes fly over a possible location of some ships. Do they spot it or not? Or it might be some aircraft go in for an attack run, and do they hit with their torpedo bombs or their big bombs? And in some cases, like that recon system, even today, as I'm sort of working on the very last tinkerings of the thing I'm going to release, I've still got four versions of that resolution system for recon, like sort of scratched out, and I keep flip-flopping between them. And I think that the point I want to make here and maybe discuss with Glenn is I don't think in many cases the resolution system actually matters that much. And you should stop worrying about it and just go with the one that feels good, or try a few out and see what it goes. But I think that early on in my journey, when I came up with a dice mechanic or a resolution system, I got very excited about it. I was like, yes, this is innovation. This is good game design. This is something new. It's a new way to roll the dice and stick the dice together and have stats and so forth. And what I've come to realize through hoary old experience is that I can write 16 of those in a day and it doesn't matter. What matters is how well they gel with the rest of the pieces of the puzzle. And I'm very happy to just like crunch through dozens of resolution systems on my way to finding something that just fits in a sort of alchemical way. It has the right. Has the right little pieces hanging off it for whatever the challenges are. Yeah, I don't know. Do you feel similarly that the dice system doesn't matter?
I think that, and this is going to be one of those unhelpful answers, I think that it doesn't matter apart from when it really matters, if you see what I mean. Like, by and large, for most games and most designs, it just won't really matter. All you really want is this thing has like a certain percentage chance of hitting. This thing is better than that thing because it costs more points, and that thing is worse, well, costs fewer points. And all I really care is a certain given level of granularity. And a certain sort of set of probabilities to spread across the different troops. And it doesn't matter a hoot whether I do that with a dice pool, or a D100, or a go over or a go under, et cetera, et cetera. However, there are times when like the resolution system does matter, and when it matters, it really, really matters. And it's really like we talk, and I
Yeah,
constantly
what's an example? What's springing to your mind when you think of the times that it matters?
So the I think, well, now see, this thing, it's tricky to instantly come with up with an example for something, for a tabletop miniatures game. Let's take, for example, the role-playing game Dread, which is the one where you have a Jenga tower, and whenever you have to perform something, the GM gives you a number of Jenga blocks to pull out from the tower. The tower falls over, you collapse, but once per game, at any point you can smash the tower off the table and do something dramatic and sacrifice yourself in a specific way. Now, in that game, that resolution system absolutely matters. It absolutely is baked into the character of the game. And it's a lesser degree because we have fewer sort of, I think, physical specific resolution systems for things. But it puts me in mind of the old the Featherstone era naval war game where you fired at a ship by having a tack on a circle on a long stick that was off center from the thing, and you went up and you stabbed a picture of their ship, and that was where the bomb hit. And I feel like if I was doing that, that resolution system would super matter to me. That would be like
maybe, but like if we just rolled dice for which location I hit, I think it would end up having functionally the same impact. And so I think the question is, what are some of the decision making factors that go into choosing this thing that doesn't really matter? Or as we've said before, like when you get towards the end of a game design, there are quite often things where there are six good options, they're all fine, it doesn't really matter which one you choose, you just have to pick one. And in many cases, the resolution system is one of those things. But I think there are, as I was cycling through all of these things that don't matter, there were definitely things that made them feel righter or wronger. And we were having a discussion in the Discord recently about the merits of dice pools or buckets of dice versus single resolution, like single output resolution systems, like a D100 system. And so I tried a D100 system for, so I've got this, I need a mechanic for the aircraft are coming in to attack a group of ships. They've already made it through the fighter cordon, we've done the interception, and all we've got now is loads of like anti-aircraft guns firing up randomly into the sky, trying to pick off aircraft, and it being, you know, almost completely useless because it was, you know, extremely unlikely for anything to get shot down. Tiny targets, tiny gun, really far away. And so I tried for in that one, I tried, well, what I need is, I need it so that there's quite a lot of ships in these battle groups. And I want every ship in that battle group to matter. So it matters whether you put three destroyers in or six destroyers, it should matter. But if I just make it into a D100 roll, it feels like only one thing happened and that one thing true or false, which is okay at a certain level of abstraction, and my game's very abstracted, but it was too abstracted. And so I've ended up trying, well, can I do like a 2d6 that gets modified by the number of ships up and down, and so it feels a little bit more granular. But what I've ended up going with is a dice pool system. But even then I flip-flop between, am I rolling a dice for every incoming ship, or am I rolling a dice for every ship that's in the battle group that's firing up? And a lot of that came down to, as I'm rolling the dice, is each of the dice contributing to the cinema correctly? And that's why I ended up with those two systems. Like, am I telling the story from the point of view of the pilot who wants to know if he's been shot down? Am I telling the story from the point of view of the ships that are shooting into the air, and did they knock anyone down? And so it became like a really subtle point of, what is the story that I'm trying to tell, and how does the resolution system support that story or undermine it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what maybe, you know, the point comes to here, is that mathematically, like, you know, achieving the percentages and the goals that you're looking to achieve, it doesn't really matter. One dice system is much the same as another. But the feel that a dice resolution system has, I do think matters. You know, like you talk about buckets of dice. One of the things you want players to do, you want players to feel powerful. People play games to feel powerful at various points. And there is a very sort of deep down childish thing about feeling like a big deal when you pick up an absolute ham load of dice and just gush them across the table in a wave of doom against your opponent. And you could achieve exactly the same thing with like fewer dice, with more faces, with like greater modifiers on it, but you wouldn't get that sort of simple little moment. You know, equally, you know, you get lots of step dice systems where you have like a D4, D6, D8, et cetera, et cetera. And there you get a very specific moment when you get to pick up the D20 and you go like, ah, somebody's in trouble now. Look at this, that, you know. So I think
right, and in that case, it feels more, it's tighter. It's like I am really throwing this punch rather than just throwing this punch, as opposed to like I am a unit of goblins, and there's absolutely loads of me, and every one of me is going to poke a little poke.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, yeah, I was, you know, been having a conversation in the Discord a little while ago about whether you should roll a lot of dice when you have a unit of men attacking, or if it's fine to just roll one dice. And I think the truth of the matter is, like, on paper, it doesn't really make that much difference. But, like, feel-wise, it absolutely feels like if I've got a bunch of guys, I want a bunch of dice. Whether or not each dice is a person, it's just a sense of, here's all my dudes, look at all my dudes go, blah, 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 you know?
And I think, and another part is, like, what's the pacing of this particular resolution moment? Like, is this something where you want people to slow down and think about it and have a little moment of enjoying it, versus something that you just want to be like, oh, the exciting thing's going to happen, did it happen? Yes, it happened, amazing. So one of the things that I was messing about with in this system was, I wanted, when you're shooting, when there's an interception and there's some fighters, you know, trying to intercept the bombers as they come in, I wanted a situation where quite often they repel the attackers. They sort of just fire them off and they have to peel away and they're like, oh no, we've taken a hit or whatever. And I want sometimes for them to be actively shot down. And the simplest way to do that is have, like, well, it's a 4-5 or a 4-5 to repel them, and a 6 is they're repelled and shot down. But in this case, there wasn't enough variance in the D6s that I'm using in this game to provide a decent statistical thing. So I started messing about with, well, what if you roll a bunch of dice and then you have to pair them up to create, like, 7s to repel them and 11s to repel them. And it was quite nice. Like, it was a, you know, it was a functionally pleasant thing. And I've been playing some Gaslands this week, and, like, Gaslands has this moment where you sit there and you look at the skid dice and you work them out and you move them about and you pair them up and you scratch your head and then you put them back again. And it's kind of weird, because in a game that's supposed to be pushing you to drive faster and make quicker and quicker decisions, it's a funny little beat in every person's activation where they go, okay, but because the game's put them under pressure, they feel like they have to make that decision quickly, and so they sometimes make bad decisions. But in this case, where the story is, you know, there's fighter duels going on, I thought, well, you know, pairing things up, maybe that will work. But it just felt in this instance like it was taking too long for what is already quite a complicated sequence where there's multiple steps. And so because of the suite of that, like, the larger system that it sits within, I was like, no, this is too complicated. I have to make this a much more instantly readable system where you roll the dice and you see the result straight away. There's no fiddling about, even though there was nothing wrong with the fiddling about in and of itself. It's just in context of the wider sort of process that you're going through, it didn't feel like it was just going to detract. It was going to make it a sort of moment of slowdown in the pace, in the rhythm of that resolution system overall.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is the thing. It's like rolling dice in one way or another has a sort of dramatic tabletop moment, you know, and it speaks what you want the drama to be, in a way, towards the player. And it also speaks towards the player sometimes, I think, the bits you do or don't care about. Like, if you're rolling a bucket of dice across the table, then there's then that moment where they all land and you look. And usually at a glance, you can go like, oh, that's gone badly. And then you have to go through the process of actually picking up the wands and seeing exactly how badly it's gone.
Yeah, quantifying how.
There's a little story there. Whereas if you're rolling a single, like, D20 across the table, everyone knows that's the moat. Watch the dice going, watch it going. It's coming to a stop. And it's a, you know, and that's, you know,
I think that's
sorts of drama. I think
that's why I hate the Warhammer to hit to roll system so much. Like, I hate it for lots of reasons, but one of the reasons I hate it is that you roll a bucket of dice, which is exciting, and you can instantly read something that isn't the final result, and that you then have to go through a subsequent step to find out whether those things actually worked. And so the pacing of that is like, there's a moment of excitement that is then dampened by the fact that it isn't actually the result, and you have to now do a second step to find out what the actual result is. And also that it diminishes the excitement of the second roll, because you're always like, if that second roll goes badly, or even if it doesn't, like, you're always sort of thinking with regret to the first roll about how it negatively impacted that second roll, and that roll could have been more fun. And I just don't think that the two interactions provide a good pacing.
And it's interesting, like, you know, you can see psychological effects at work in a game of Warhammer where people roll the dice and they go, what a bad roll. And it's and that roll ends up being exactly the probability of, you know, bang on to what that roll should have come out as. It's an exactly average roll. And the number of times somebody go, you know, different people, the number of times a person will go, what a bad roll on an exactly average roll. And the number of times a person will go, wow, that what a great roll on an exactly average roll, I think speaks a lot to the individual.
And I think whilst I'm banging this drum, I think the other problem I've got is that the sequencing of the cinema of those dice rolls is wrong to me. So I strike you with a sword and I find out whether the sword hits you. It hits you on your armor. Why don't we then find out if the armor stops the blow? And then if it carries on through your armor because the armor save was failed, then we find out what the injury was.
I mean, not to be, you know, you do know why it's in that sequence, because that's why it's in that sequence in Gaslands, because it has nothing to do with the cinema of it, and it has to do with the gameplay of giving a person the sense of responding to what just happened with some dice.
Right, but Gaslands doesn't have a two wound. So as long as the bullet is coming in, it's going to do you damage. And then I give you an evade roll, which turns out the bullet that was going to be deadly, you dodged out the way of.
Which is the thing, isn't it? The bullet, that you roll the dice to see if you get a hit, and then you roll the evade to see if you didn't get it.
Are you on target? And then the target moved.
Yeah, which is not how anybody feels that that's what the first roll of dice are doing.
No.
Nobody thinks the first roll of the dice is lining up the sniper shot, but they haven't pulled the trigger yet. And then I see if you evade. Oh, you didn't evade, right? Okay, right. Now I pull the trigger. What's the bullet doing? No one cares what the bullet's doing. I only care about the eight. It's like, obviously that isn't what's happening in Gaslands, and you know that's happening. And it's about... But I think Gaslands is a very...
Look, good... I'm not going to defend the shooting system in Gaslands. That's a prime example of your resolution system doesn't matter.
But I think it is a good example in its own way, because, you know, the Gaslands evade system is, and we've spoken about this at various points, you know, not much of a system. And it's in there because people get grumpy.
The word I use to describe it is perfunctory.
Yes, and it's in there because people get grumpy when they don't get to roll dice before their stuff gets taken off. And it shouldn't in many ways be in there, because that's not what Gaslands is about. It's not about evading getting shot. It's not about...
No, and the evades never work anyway. It's ridiculous.
No, absolutely. And it's not about making you feel like powerful when someone's got you in their sights and hit you with a rocket. It's about making you feel... obvious, I'm gonna die now. I've been hit in the back.
Right, and actually, a lot of the damage in Gaslands is done when two people smash into each other, and neither of them are rolling the evades. But because of the excitement of two people smashing into each other, they sort of just accept the like half a dozen hitboxes that are instantly crumped.
Absolutely, and I think, and again, this is a good example. You know, Gaslands would have worked exactly the same if every vehicle had 1/6 as many hull points. And there was no evade rolls, and, you know, it really wouldn't have made any difference. It would arguably have been a little bit slicker, and it was done for, you know, player feeling reasons rather than cinematic or game design reasons. And I think maybe that it's a good example of where the resolution system didn't matter. And, you know,
right. But it's also another example of where I wouldn't put a D100 system, for at least two reasons. One is, it should feel chunky and kind of cartoony, and a D100 doesn't feel that way. It feels techie and detailed. And the other is that, like, I've got a minigun and it's going blah, 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 blah. I want to know about that.
No,
I want there to be a difference between a gun that goes shunk and a gun that goes blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And there can be a textual difference in the resolution system.
Yeah, Gaslands is right to be rolling a bunch of D6 for the shooting, but it might not be right to be rolling anything for the evades, I think would be the point. Yeah, and D20s and D8s and D100s would not be right for Gaslands. And coming back to sort of like, you know, speaking to the player about what it is you care about, you know, going back to Puke Apocalypse, every test in Puke Apocalypse is roll a d6 and a 4 or more you succeed, because the game doesn't really care and doesn't particularly want you to care about any of those tests. They're just things that happen, and everyone's about as good at doing everything as everybody else is. The only test that isn't roll a single d6 and a 4 or more you succeed is your burst test at each turn, and that is pick up as many dice as you have bile tokens, drop them, and if you get matches, you burst. And that's because it's also, I don't want a 6 to always be good or a 1 to always be bad, because I don't want you to feel like there's solid ground to be thinking about here. This is a random event that happens to people.
Right, so you can't process the probability of the roll using your normal ingrained probability calculation brain, because there is probability there, but like...
You can't go to the gate. Well, also, you can't go to the game a thing of going, ooh, good, lots of something, sixes, fives, or whatever, because it's like those rules don't apply for this role.
It's just about chunks of carrot and pieces of whatever. It's just,
yeah, and it's like, and that's a, and I think that's a clear thing of that game saying all of these other times you pick up the dice, it's kind of like, it doesn't really matter, to the point where the game lets you just auto succeed on rolls if you choose to take bile tokens, because the game's just going, yeah, you know, this is the thing that occurs. Apart from, okay, pick up those bile dice, this is the thing that matters. Look at how many dice you're holding. You know, there's a single roll hill that will insta-kill you or not. This is what the game is about. This is what we care about. This is the dramatic moment.
Yeah, and so you made it texturally different and also texturally bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's tons of ways that I could have, you know, used different dice resolution systems for, you know, as you get more bile tokens, you roll a bigger and bigger dice, and if you roll over a certain score, you burst, and that would give the same like probabilities and an increase in probabilities bursting as you get more and more bile tokens, all those sorts of things. But it would have been completely wrong, because it would have been like, and now go from a d4 to a d6. And
then, but I think even in that case, I think the resolution system that you've chosen, there's probably at least a half a dozen other that basically tick all those boxes and that you could have gone with. And so I suppose going right back to the beginning of the conversation, if there is a soapbox that I wanted to stand on in this conversation, it's, I suppose, to not get obsessed with the resolution system that you think is really amazing and new and different, because I bet if you sat down, you could probably write 6 more before the end of this conversation. And that's sort of all they're worth until you attach them to some critical thinking about why they're the right one for this moment in this game.
Absolutely. And I think what I would say is there's a certain amount of self-knowledge about, you know, the kind of person you might well be if you are interested in game design. And you might be the kind of person that rather enjoys sitting down and thinking about different dice resolution systems and creating different dice resolution systems.
Yeah, I mean, for those of us that have like 12 of these ring-bound books just filled with dice mechanic ideas, because it's literally a disease of the mind.
Yes, and tinkering around with them. And there is... There's a neat bit of game design advice that I read a little while ago, which was that, you know, as a writer, you want to be writing and doing things, because any writing and doing is fixing something. No, it's not. It's not. It's not always productive. It's not always useful. Sometimes it's just a bit of self-soothing. As you sit there, I'm going to go away. I'm not sure that thing over there is working, so I'm going to go away. I'm going to write out 50 different dice resolution systems. I'm going to mull which of them is better than all of the others, and I'm going to write down 50 reasons why they're all better. And there is a certain degree to where it's like, that's not what you should be doing. That's not your job today.
You should be playtesting, is what you should be doing. You should
be playtesting the darn thing. You should be making it feel a certain way and act a certain way. And probably you could throw a dart at that list of dice resolution systems, and what you get would be just as good as any of the others. And yeah, for me, certainly, sometimes it's about going, I'm doing this because I like tinkering with rules.
Yeah,
I am not doing it because it is beneficial or healthy for the game, and that's fine. Sometimes, you know, give yourself a little bit of mental headspace to go, you know what, I'm going to spend today tinkering with that dice system that does not matter, you know, and I'll feel like I made progress, and then I can come back tomorrow at the other thing. But be honest with yourself that it probably doesn't really matter, and you'll be fine either way. And it is an avoidance of the issue sometimes rather than the issue itself.
Excellent.
Okay, well, as much as dice resolution systems don't matter, we all have a favourite dice resolution system. I have several favourite dice resolution systems. I have games I've played and enjoyed because of the dice resolution system. So why not swing down into the comments section, tell us your favourite, and say something like, I don't care that it doesn't matter which one they use. I like this one. This one is best. It makes me happy. Tell us why it makes you happy. Because where they do matter, it's where they make us feel a certain way. And dice do feel make us feel a certain way. We wouldn't be playing these sorts of games, you know, or dice or cards or whatever the resolution system is. Or, you know, I talked about physical resolution systems. You know, if they didn't make us feel something, we'd be playing, you know, digital games or something. So tell us about your favorite one. Your favorite resolution system doesn't have to be dice, can be anything. While you're telling us about it, hit like and subscribe buttons. And then
do it now.
And then swing by the Discord, because there's a whole bunch of people in the Discord who love dice resolution systems, and deep in their hearts they know it doesn't particularly matter which one they pick, but they enjoy talking about them because it's jolly good fun to do. So come over there, find your tribe, talk to them about the benefits of D20s opposed to D12s, and have a fine old time doing it.
That's one of my favorite bits in any rule book. There's a bit in Horizon Wars where he talks just briefly about his deep love of the D12, and it's just very charming. And then he expands upon it in interviews to some quite operatic degrees. I really like it.
I feel...
It's a good dice. It rolls nicely. It's good symmetry, lots of breakdowns.
I feel sometimes like a Philistine that I never get over the D6. It's always my favourite dice. I like seeing a D6. It's an old friend, and I feel much maligned whenever people complain about its granularity. But on that note, and from this episode of Rule of Carnage, and from us, I think it's going to be a thank you and goodbye.
Yes, so, dear God, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.